All right, so my essay is called Walkout. There is an ongoing problem in schools in the United States. School shootings have been happening all too much. Teens are being killed in a place where they are supposed to learn. Being killed in a place where they should feel safe and accepted. There have been 288 school shootings in America, 57 times more than all major industrialized countries combined. You would think in a great country like ours, action would be taken. No more lives would be brutally taken, and our government would act. But unfortunately, that didn't happen, and still hasn't happened. Even after the Parkland shooting in Florida, which killed 18 teens, nothing happened. That was the final straw for me. After seeing that, something went off in me. A feeling of anger and frustration swelled up in my stomach. So I went on my phone to cool myself off. There I found something unexpected. There was going to be a walkout March 14th to protest the government and how easy it is to get guns. Over the next few days, I kicked around the idea of a walkout. I also started to spread the word to many of my friends. After a week, the whole grade knew about the possibility of a walkout. There were still a lot of questions that couldn't be answered, like will we get in trouble? How long is it? Where will we go? But soon word spread to teachers, and I was confronted by Senora Henry. And she told me there was a few eighth graders who were also planning. Senora Henry told me about Alex, Adam, and a bunch of others who were planning for a walkout of their own. Quickly, I got in touch with them, as working together on this issue would get the most done. As we worked, the second part of the year rolled around, and just by chance, many of the people planning were put in the Kingian training class. Kingian training, created by Dr. Bernard Lafayette, was a course made to teach about Dr. King's beliefs in nonviolence. In this class, I learned about his nonviolent way of thinking. Dr. King taught me fighting leaves no one happy. He taught me nonviolence is the best way to solve conflict to leave everyone happy. He taught me not to give up when you're at a disadvantage, and he taught me to stand up for what you believe is right. So we created a group to officially stage the walkout, the SGVC, Stop Gun Violence Committee. We organized several meetings with the principal and superintendent to get a time and place to walk to. After many deliberations, we were going to walk out with other schools all over the nation Tuesday, March 19th, to Beaman Street. 17 minutes was the plan. For the 17 lives lost. We were excited but ready to walk out for the 17 lives lost and ready for a change in the Second Amendment. Finally, when the walkout was staged, Alex gave a speech. She said, in one part of her speech, she said, "This is not only a day to remember the lost lives, it's a day to fight nonviolently for stricter gun rights." She talked about the government's inability to change gun laws and the NRA being unwilling to change their stance on the issue. After her amazing speech, another member of the SGB spoke and said one sentence. "Imagine if you lost one of your friends, and if you lost him in school, what impact would that make on you?" That line really hit the crowd. We saw faces turn and a sense in the air changed. After the walkout finished, we had some time to think about what happened. As we started talking, I started to think. I thought about the Kingian training I had been taking and Dr. King himself. We had done exactly what he had done. We took a stand to make the change we thought was right in a nonviolent way. It was us kids trying to make the change in America, not the big men and women in the high government. Because when leaders become kids, kids become leaders. I think Dr. King would be proud of us and the kids of America. Thank you.